Shame.
Yeah,
I need a drink too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad, brother. Where the cup's at, Chris?
In the bag.
Where the bag at, Chris? To the side?
Yes.
Where the side at, Chris? To the other side. All right.
Now you're
just found one loose cup. At the bottom, I'm sure you trust him.
You okay with this one?
Mama.
That's fine. Ricky, don't you fucking dare, okay? You shut the fuck up over there. That's what you do. You shut the fuck up.
My bad.
You can only do fucking takeoff ad-libs. All you can do, throw in a mama.
I swear.
I don't know where to look at, Ben.
Manula.
I see the juice. Pause. Where's the lickety lick?
He wasn't talking to me.
Come on, bro.
So they, if you start talking to me,
what y'all niggas drinking?
You should have said pause.
I don't know what this shit is.
Talk to you like that.
Martell, the cognac.
Oh, okay.
That yakety yak. Don't talk back.
And don't come back.
I'm going to do all this.
This nigga so funny. This nigga said y'all couldn't buy eggs last week, but now we got Beyonce money. That's funny.
That's facts. That is facts.
Hey, y'all seen motherfuckers say they finna be painting potatoes on Easter? That shit killed me, bro.
That made me laugh. A patate hunt. That's funny.
Bro, I need to find a way to control his volume level. Because he's strong. You think it's too loud?
Who?
Ricky.
Not loud enough, as far as I'm concerned. You mean for the recording or for the playback?
The playback. I don't think you was listening to this.
Oh, I was listening to the playback.
The second one was loud.
Like too loud?
It was busy getting too loud.
Okay. Well, you know. All right. Well, I mean, as long as too loud is an option, glory be to God.
You can't edit his volume afterwards or just take too much.
One second.
That's intriguing. We getting spizzard. How much wood?
In a woodchuck chuck.
If a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Would a woodchuck chuck wood if he could chuck wood?
I mean, a woodchuck wouldn't call a woodchuck if a woodchuck wouldn't chuck wood.
I think we just go with it. Okay.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Do you have the phone all the way up to your mouth, boss?
Wow.
I did at first. But
that's your homeboy like, you're talking to.
These are chains.
Back it up just a little bit.
Pause, dog. It's your homie you talk to. Why are you talking to him like that?
Break every chain.
That's crazy.
Break
all right, say
every
something now.
Chain.
Me.
Say that again.
Me.
Can you hear me?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Do that.
I heard me.
Stay, right. Stay at that distance. All
international right.
National sound for somebody getting their ass whooped.
Me.
Nigga, we was all outside. Next thing you know, he grabbed cuz. Me. Shit was over, nigga.
It's funny that throughout the African diaspora, there are so many adjectives for getting your ass whooped. The Hispanics have splacata, they have wakata. The African Americans have beam. Haitians have blue.
Boom.
Blue. What Jamaicans use?
You get a clot.
Just like a uniclot. A single solitary clot.
We use clot.
Fuck.
Clot. Clot.
We use clot.
Bomba clot.
Yeah, bomba clot. That's what we say, right, Chris?
Start the show, man.
Did you hear?
I would be disrespecting this nigga now that he's not here.
Now you're on the NDEO podcast.
when he come back.
See, now you found yourself a nigga. You was looking for a nigga. Nigga here now. See?
Okay. Ladies and gents.
Little bitch.
Niggas and niggettes. Welcome back to another installment of the NWO podcast.
Giddy go.
And Pod We Trust. Kick back and listen to the pod gods.
We some niggas. Man, we love. With opinions.
I swear.
We some niggas. Man, we love. With opinions,
I swear
we some niggas. With opinions,
I swear
we some niggas. With opinions, niggas with opinion. We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinion. We some nigga with opinion. Nigga with opinion, 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 nigga with opinion. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Hey, hey. Lee, Chris, Benny, Ricky on the Wi-Fi. Fuck a bitch, didn't I quickly tell her baha? Smoking on that weed, shit done got me sky high. Pulling up my meat and ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Wow, boy, yeah, you know it, ho. Fuck you thought. You know it, bro. Wild shit is what I'm known for. Fuck you think that we got grown for. I got kids and shit and daddy work hard. I'ma play my fucking hand no matter what the cards be. I'm feeling great. Oh, I could not wait. Ricky on the Wi-Fi, ho. You better not tell me no lie, ho.
Nope.
If you a slice of humble pie, ho.
Nope.
If you misbehave, you a pow, ho.
Ooh. Nope.
Got the lights on me. Shit feeling really bright on me. Don't try to fight on me. Don't try to use all your might on me. Benny got us drinking the brown. We get down. Realest podcast in the fucking town. Ain't no clowns. If you wanna come, well, you can get left underground. Lock your ass up like we in a dog pound. Okay, I'm reaching. Okay, I'm reaching. You fuck niggas, I'ma be teaching. Like a pastor, I'ma be preaching.
Hey.
Pastor, I'ma be preaching. Mm. You fuck niggas, stay leeching. You fuck niggas, stay leeching, bitch. Alright, we done. Alright, we done.
Great work.
Well done.
You fuck niggas, stay leeching.
Well done.
I imagine this is what would have happened to the Jackson 5 if Mike called out one day.
No.
Randy would have just stepped up and been that nigga like I just did.
Let me tell you something.
Like, I think we got the new intro to the show. Like, I don't think we need Ricky to do it no more.
I'm going
to
keep it a stack with you. If I bought Jackson 5 tickets and found out that Mike couldn't come.
I'm throwing a fucking. I'm flipping tables.
What am I here for? Background vocals?
Mike on load management.
I'm going to hear 5 niggas doo-wop for 2 hours.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it must feel like when niggas go watch the Lakers and LeBron sitting out.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
That sucks.
I think that nigga's getting depressed, by the way, man. You saw that tweet? He said, maybe it's me.
I feel so bad for him, bro. It's not supposed to go this way.
Why?
He's too good and too old for this shit.
This is what you asked for. You asked for Anthony Davis. You asked for Anthony Davis right now, and you got him.
Piece of shit.
Had you waited and signed him in the offseason like you were supposed to, and
niggas expect
young guys, we would have
niggas
been
want us to feel sorry
right
for.
We'd have been one of the best teams in the league right now.
Niggas want us to feel sorry for a nigga that's about to be the NBA's all-time leading scorer, has over $1 billion in his bank account, has 4 championships. I'm supposed to feel bad for this nigga? Are you crazy?
Some things for LeBron.
Let me tell you something. That leading scorer shit, he's gonna have that shit for 2 years. Okay, these defensive rules are only getting more and more pussy. That cracker in Dallas will have that shit before he leaves. I assure
you, boy.
I assure you.
Because everybody's scoring like crazy and getting drug tested. They didn't drug test Luka not once.
LeBron's just the first guy to break this seal, as far as I'm concerned.
It's going to happen.
He may end up overall with number 5 or some shit. Because
I don't think it's going to be Luka. Luka's too injury prone, and he likes drinking beer.
But I'm not smoking hookah. Bro, you got to understand. For a nigga to beat that shit, you could probably have, if you like an average NBA player, you're going to have to put up 50 points for the next 10 years type shit.
But here's what you don't understand.
If you're Luka, you came in the league not really that young and weathered as fuck. We don't know what Luka finna look like at 37, 38. Nigga, LeBron still look like Bron at 38.
I don't know. If this motherfucker keeps postseason and keeps putting up these 30-block games, these motherfucking 30s, and you have to understand, bro, as the generations go on, niggas are averaging more and more points.
But what if he don't play that long? Because he don't take care of his body.
How old is he?
Shit, like 27?
Oh, well then.
No, he's not.
No, nah, he can't be 27.
Why? He's like 23, dog.
Because he's been playing ever since he was like 14.
And
like,
look that shit up, Rick. You ain't doing nothing.
I'm looking up right now.
Let's go, kid. Let's go, nigga.
Like I said, nigga, he's 23. Very simple.
Really?
To do a Google search, nigga. 23.
I expect you to know that, nigga.
He's been playing professional ball since
so
he was
then,
like 14.
I don't know, man. I feel
but
like
that's a lot of wear and tear, nigga.
I mean, but it's not like he's putting a lot of like he's juking and doing shit. He's playing fat lazy man basketball. he's playing fat fuck basketball. He's giving the bare minimum out there. He's giving just enough not to break a sweat.
But still, bro, that's a lot of basketball
but
on your
even,
body.
Even if not him.
Even for LeBron, it's been a lot of basketball on his body, bro.
Even if not him, bro, it's going to be somebody.
I agree.
Fucking Ja, fucking that long freak in OKC. It's going to be somebody.
No, I agree. It's definitely going to be, somebody's going to come close. But I think where LeBron has the advantage is his longevity in the game. Like, he's been in the game so long, that It's difficult to say that there's going to be another player that's going to play just as long.
Can I talk to you about pause theory really quick? All
right,
because a sentence like that, right? When you say he's been playing so long, automatically my default thought is he's been playing for a lot of years.
No, it was really just longevity.
Okay, so. Why introduce pause in a moment like that?
Yeah.
Because I had missed it and I just caught
it. No, but like, who could mistake that for meaning long dick? Who? Who?
Whoever's bro, you know how many people listen to this podcast?
None of them. I don't think anybody that listens to this podcast would be thinking that way, though.
Bro, you never know.
We've offended too many.
You literally have to be like aware. For everyone, bro. There could be that one guy.
We should leave this before
girl,
I say something.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, are you spanking somebody? What are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm playing with my expensive dog. Sorry, Porce. What were you guys saying?
Fucking another dependent. You know what?
I was about to say.
We eat those motherfuckers
so
in my country.
He's so rich he had to get another mouth to feed.
We eat those motherfuckers where I come from. You better be careful. That motherfucker's food. You got here. It's like with a pet chicken.
Yeah,
be careful.
You're raising it.
This nigga plus is from China.
The fuck?
Come on.
Hey, boy. Listen, if I ain't know no better.
That's not. You already know we at war with these motherfuckers. You need to chill.
There's one particular group of people you keep attacking.
Now, them boys, not them. You boys think because I'm not in the building, the fire ain't gonna be turned on, nigga? I'm the fireman, dog. Hot fire.
The fireman? Really?
Yeah, I'm the fireman, nigga. Weezy. Call me Weezy, baby.
No.
No, but real shit, though. Free LeBron, man. Poor guy.
That nigga, man.
He doesn't deserve what he's going through.
He asked to be
fuck
here.
That nigga.
Westbrook deserves this, not LeBron. Free LeBron, man. That fucking pad standing asshole. He deserves this.
That new 7 foot, that new 7 foot five nigga that's coming to the league next year is gonna be a problem. That's what I think.
About from Purdue.
No, the nigga from France.
Oh, he's talking about Wembanyama.
Yeah, that nigga.
Yeah, Wembanyama.
He's not gonna make
Wembanyama.
It.
He gotta put some weight on though, bro.
His body look unnatural. He's not gonna make it.
He's more ready than Chet.
He's frail.
He's more ready than Chet.
Nigga does.
He still plays frail too.
Yeah, he does.
His body looked just fucking, he like a skeleton. It looked like he won fucking big push from like snapping a shin or some shit.
He looks like a fucking dinosaur. He looks crazy, bro.
Well,
I don't want to lose the lady, so I'm gonna just say one word real quick to gain them back on our side. Beyonce. Don't we all love that Beyonce? Yes.
Sorry. I thought I whispered.
But ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the NWO podcast coming back to you live and semi-direct. I am your host, Bennessy. Take a shot at me. 1/4 of your host, Bennessy, take a shot at me. And I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Yo.
Ricky the Prince.
Wagwan, to my Zion where I go. Big up me brethren's them.
And the vegan trap.
And the new co-host of NWO podcast replacing Ricky's bitch ass.
That's the way he grabbed
I got a promotion, like motherfucker.
Like David Ruffin. Remember?
I got a promotion, goddammit. Got Ricky to fuck up out of here. I'm one more step from taking over the show.
Oh, man. How y'all niggas doing, man? How niggas feeling, man? Wait. My bad. How are brothers doing? That's a petty shot at YouTube.
Brothers?
That's a petty shot at YouTube.
Oh my God, I forgot. Have we been cursing?
Yes, we have.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We have.
Hold on. When did we become the brothers with the pins?
Oh, I know. I cursed all over the freestyle. We can
censor it. Fuck it.
A lot of beeping.
We'll censor it.
What's going on, brothers?
Yeah.
You said seven seconds. Just bleep it. We did more than 7 seconds without cursing.
It's because YouTube plays the previews over the videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
So more than likely, they don't just want innocent children being barraged by curse words when they're doing the previews. It makes sense.
Exactly.
Correct.
I know you're on the smart TV when you hover it over the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Display.
Could you imagine? Dickety, what about these hoes, dickety dick, in front of your children?
Still to this day, I would love an opportunity to apologize to Ray Allen. Because according to his daughter, he was mortified when he heard the podcast playing in the background in his house.
What are these niggas doing?
He was mortified. So Jesus Shuttlesworth, I apologize, man.
Hey, hold on. Fuck out of here, nigga. Hey, I hope you're listening, nigga. I don't apologize for shit. And I want you to understand something. I'm not going to take a nigga who had two white women sitting on
He won this city a fucking championship. I don't know what you do with the Lakers.
I don't know what you do with the fucking Lakers.
But you will respect a Miami legend.
You will respect a Miami legend.
Yes, the fuck you will.
A Miami legend.
Watch your mouth.
A Miami
fuck
legend.
Out of here.
Look at
brother.
You.
What's wrong with
niggas?
That corner shot.
Look at you, niggas.
That corner shot.
A Miami legend.
A Miami legend.
That's all it takes.
A rock. Championship.
Bringing hardware?
Crazy work. That's crazy. That was LeBron that won that championship, man.
Nah, boy.
He played his part.
Without Raymond.
Without Ray, it's not happening,
without
bro.
Ray.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Miami legend.
Are you crazy?
Nigga, get off my nuts. Yes, I say nigga on this podcast, and yes, we cuss.
Top three.
Act like you ain't put some shit out there that was unsavory, nigga.
Yeah, he did. He did. He got game. It's called He Got Game.
What are you doing?
Why are you people with Ray Allen?
He looking down on us. The fuck is Ray Allen to look down on us?
Who heard the word look down? Who heard it?
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that at all.
Who heard look down?
How the fuck are you, who doing what you've done, going to be appalled by some shit we said?
Well, you know what I heard, Chris? I heard our legend named Ray Allen listens to the podcast. That's all I heard.
I heard he was mortified by what he heard. That's what I heard.
I'm not going to lie. This is real light skin of you right now.
It is.
Fuck, nigga.
This is really yellow. This is really yellow behavior.
Ask me if I care. Go ahead.
That's a real yellow question.
I don't give a damn.
I love this because this will silence everybody that says, oh my God, Chris is so quiet. He's not like you guys. This will silence that shit.
I need them to see the monster within.
Exactly.
I need them to see. I need them to see the controlling, abusive mastermind off of the mic.
You just did a thing, plus. At 19 minutes, you gave us our title. The Monster Within.
That's it.
I was going to say this to the other title that he just said, Controlling, Abusive Mastermind.
Killer Cam.
Fucking mastermind.
That's Cam right there.
Killer Cam.
Mastermind.
That's not bad now.
That might be it.
That's not bad. Put
you
in the
pink, you know, fur coat and everything like that, the pink chinchilla.
That is funny.
That's what we're going to do.
You know, this may take a dark turn, but you know what? Fuck it. We're here. We're here. I keep doing this. I keep seeing an uptick in niggas Chris Benoit-ing their entire family. What is going on?
No, I think the world has gone crazy the last 4 years. Like, I've been saying it for 4 years now, bro. What, 2023? Like, since around 2018, 19-ish, bro, shit has not been right, dog. It's just everything's weird, dog.
Like, I don't know if there's more news about it, but just the niggas that I keep seeing killing their family, killing their kids, killing their old lady.
No, it's not. It's happening.
Hey, man. What's going on, brothers? What the fuck?
I guess, like, depression is at an all-time high and niggas are just snapping. I don't know, bro. Like, I can't speak to it because it's just weird. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I think that's psychotic breaking because, like, if you depressed, why are you killing everybody else, nigga?
Right. Just off yourself, fam.
Don't off yourself. Seek help. Anybody that's out there and you depressed, don't take it.
I'm saying, like,
you got to off somebody.
If you're going to off somebody,
if you get
off
to that point, yeah, nah, for sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hate reading that innocent kids and an innocent wife or innocent husband, whatever the case may be, gets wanted to kill yourself. I hate that it got to that point, but it's like, if you get to that point, bro, just take your own life. Don't just kill innocent people that have nothing, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
When that happens, it makes me think, like, religious something.
What do you mean?
Like, on some, yo, I'm taking everybody out. We done. Like, our family done right here. We all going to heaven right here.
What you mean, like, some cult shit?
Yeah. Like, in that same mindset where, like, a cult would commit mass suicide and feel like they're all going to some promised land. I think that whenever I see those things happen, I feel like that's probably some religious extremist that maybe people just ain't realized thought was a religious extremist this whole time.
Whenever I see that, I'm trying to think about what was the straw. Because, like, in my mind, these niggas are regular niggas just like me and you, right? I don't have the urge to wake up and kill my family. What happened between normal and what the fuck you did? Because it's always on the news, normal, this guy loved his wife, loved his family, couldn't find a nicer guy.
And you know what? I feel like you may actually have provided, like, the second half of what the potential issue is. Like, it's people getting pushed to the edge. And I feel like today's people are quicker to get pushed to that edge. So yeah. I think you just named a piece of what it could actually be. Like, there's actually studies going on saying that men are much weaker than we used to be. And, like, versus the men back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. So, like, I feel like the collection of people today is what may be influencing that uptick that you're noticing.
And this may be something, but I like, okay. So, like, right now, for example, right? Like, I think it's safe to say that most people are dealing with what I would assume is just a normal level. Of sadness. We're all grown. Shit happened. We're all carrying what is considered to be a healthy amount of, oh man, fuck this shit. Now, however, right nowadays, we can use depression as an excuse to take a full day off. You know what I mean? Somebody tell you, I'm having a depressed day, and you just know to kind of respect that. Like, I'm sure slaves were depressed. I'm sure our parents were depressed. They just didn't have some of these luxuries. So, I mean, is it softer? Is that what that is? Is that the right word?
I think it's more like, I think it's people are just more conscious of, especially since the pandemic, of mental health because of the effects that the pandemic has had on people. Like, remember, it was like for 2 years, there was a lot of no human interaction, and that took a toll on a lot of people's mental, bro. Like, people couldn't go out, people couldn't be around their friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just took a toll on a lot of people. So now I guess, like, corporations and companies are saying to themselves, like, yo, mental health matters, and we need to start taking this shit into consideration because people are fucking snapping, dog. Like, niggas are snapping. And I think that's a direct correlation to what you were talking about earlier. Plus, when you're starting to see the uptick in people, like, offing themselves and offing family members, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I think that has a lot to play into it, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like, because I just thought about this. Think of the wives that are unhappy in their marriages and the fathers that are unhappy and the husbands that are unhappy in their marriages. I'm pretty sure that most of them got brought to their fucking wit's end, bro. I'm pretty sure about that. Like, because not everybody is so open to talk about their trauma. That could be like one of the traumas that people are dealing with. And like this pandemic where you technically didn't have a way outside or anywhere to go, like any place of refuge. Like, I feel like those people got crazy too. And also like the children, like think about the teenagers that were 17 years old or 18 years old. Like, they actually had to go through this. Like, I feel like even the teens probably came out on the other side of this pandemic all messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's obvious.
Yeah.
These little niggas are weird.
You know what? I just realized poor decision on my part to start the show with Famicide. That's my bad, right? It was on my mind, though, so you know I had to say it. What's also on my mind is how the Passport Bros are going to ruin sex tourism for the rest of us.
Who?
Have you been seeing this Passport Bro shit?
No.
I posted it in the chat. Like,
come on, man. Apparently, y'all post a lot of shit in there.
You see, I never wanted our group chat to become that. Right. But you guys fuck around so much. Now no one takes it seriously. I never wanted it to become that. No, I never did. No. I want you to look in there and take it seriously.
I take everything y'all post in there seriously. That's where I get my nigga education from. Is that damn chat.
Niggas posting updates and shit.
No, but that Passport Bro shit is like, I learned it the day Ben posted it, and I was like, what the fuck is this? So then I started seeing it. But what I'm starting to notice, dog, is that every one of those dudes that are posting about them being a Passport Bro and you know their experience with it, all of them niggas is lame as fuck, bro.
What,
like,
is it?
Cheekless.
We have not gotten to what it is. I still don't know what
we're
talking about.
It's it's niggas that are pretty much traveling to these countries and pretty much wifing women from the other countries and not wifing women from America. That's pretty much what it is in a nutshell.
So they're saying that women in America don't have values and they want old school traditional women. So they're going to Colombia, DR, engaging in a lot of sex tourism, threesomes, marrying these women and kind of, you know, exploiting them.
Pretty much.
And it's like, it's been happening forever, kind of, but these niggas are, you know, blowing up the spot.
White men have been doing it for centuries.
That was going to be my next point.
White men
started
it,
if I'm being honest.
Crackers are never the standard, man. Why you mention it for?
I'm just saying, they started it.
Why? They're not my standard.
They just started it.
They're not my standard,
though. That's where it comes from.
Why you mention they do it, too? What they got to do with anything?
White supremacy.
What they got to do with anything?
White supremacy.
Come on, man.
Never let it off the hook. Never let it off the hook.
We talking about shout black guys brother, fucking up. Bro. Crackers did it too. Who cares? Who cares?
That's
none of our business.
European
niggas
tendencies.
Need to focus on niggas' business.
European, exactly. If they was, they wouldn't be talking about no goddamn Passport Bros. What the fuck? That shit sound weird,
you
nigga.
You should see these weirdo niggas, bro.
These niggas are weird. Bro. It's like it's always like this 47-year-old, fat, out of shape, weird old dude with just too much time on his hands, and he's talking about
are not good enough for these niggas no more. Is that what you're telling me?
You can tell when a nigga starts.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I will say. Right? Prostitution in this country, the price is outrageous. Okay? Okay? For local prostitution, okay? For
$20.
For homegrown prostitution, price is outrageous.
When you say outrageous, because they talk about $20, $40 over there.
Okay, for you to get, okay, you see what DR has over there, like those? Whatever you imagine that DR woman to look like, okay, whatever $20, $30 over there, that's a $500 woman here.
Really?
Yeah. When you hear niggas talking about, when you hear niggas talking about getting $40, niggas are really fucking crackheads. It really is scary. A $40 woman is somebody doing it for pills.
Yeah. That's facts.
Yeah. You understand me? The strip club bitches will fuck you for $100 or $200.
Not even anymore.
But you have to understand the amount of traffic that they're seeing, so your health, your risk.
That's yes, exactly. Money, son.
So this is what niggas are paying per nut. So wow. I understand the impulse. If you want to indulge, you want to get a bang for your $100. You want to do it times three. So I get it.
Niggas are above jerking off. Like, that's...
Oh, come on. Come
I
on,
mean, bro, you know, sometimes you have to realize...
You're $500 above a quick...
Sometimes you have to realize when you're speaking from a place of privilege, right?
Yep.
You are clearly a person. You're married. Clearly, you've been able to make a woman like you before. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody ain't able.
I get it.
You understand? And if a nigga not able, and you ain't had a nut in a long time, that $500 is money well spent.
You will pay. Every dollar is a red cent.
Five.
That's a fact.
Beast.
You haven't been on the internet much, huh?
Oh my God.
Because this is the thing. You have to put yourself, okay, you have to put yourself in the mind of a nigga that's starving. You've never been starving like that before.
Never. And I've known you a long time. You've never starved like that, bro. That's not your ministry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no. But right now, for example, if you go on, it's a site called List Crawler. It's the new back page. Right? Y'all boys, write it down. It's only going to last a few more months.
It's only going to last a few months. I'm not asking these questions and having this response because I'm judging.
No, I'm asking for the people.
I'm genuinely surprised.
It's the new back page?
At the 5Bs.
Let Plus finish, man. What you saying?
Though. I'm really surprised at the 5, but I'm not judging. No, go ahead, Plus.
Let my brother get off his disclaimer, please. It's very important.
Yeah, because I don't want niggas to be like, man, you know how to did that shit. But Chris said do your thing, Playboy. Like, no. I don't want you to go crazy because you felt like, okay, I had to hold it down because Chris says, nah, nigga, if you need that, you willing to spend 5Bs, do your thing, my boy.
I'm telling you, man. You trying to fuck a super bad Instagram bitch. That's 5Bs. Now, List Crawler.
So that's what's happening.
List Crawler, you're looking at about $100 to $250. I think it's still a crazy price to pay for a nut.
A half ounce.
Yeah.
You just gonna blow a half ounce on a nut. A nut take 5 minutes.
I mean, honestly, right? Like, when I did this shit, what was it, Costa Rica? Right? I tried to work that woman as long as I could.
I mean, how much?
I was letting her off the hook.
Ideally, what are you spending, bro? Like, you're not spending $150.
No. She got a good 80 for me. She was very lovely.
Nigga, get your $80 to work.
Wait, listen.
That's a seven, nigga. You could flip that bit right back. What you mean?
I would be remiss if I didn't do this right now.
Talk to me.
Okay, so let me put a pin in this.
Because I've been drinking.
Do you want to say this?
You know what? So now we know where the moment is. we know right where the moment is. We can decide later if I've said too much. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah. Passport bros.
I just feel like in real nigga neutrality, all
right? When you say passport bros, right, what comes to mind is some weird old pedophilia type shit. Because I hate to go back to what I said, but that's why, like, the white people, that's why they were doing it.
Well,
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think they're letting niggas go to other countries and getting that shit off. However.
Nah, but that's what I'm just saying. That's what I'm just saying. Like, that's
honestly,
where that,
no, no.
That
it goes.
Vibe, that's where it comes from,
it
bro.
It goes. First of all, it goes. That's part of the reason why it goes there. I can't say solely. I want to say it's just weirdos who can't get women, but I'm sure, like, if niggas want to get off legal pedophilia, I'm sure that's where you do it.
But I'm saying, though, like, niggas, not that specifically, but, like, niggas have been going overseas and procuring these prostitutes for years.
Yeah, but, like,
how? Why did niggas have to give it a name?
Well, because it's a new narrative now. The new narrative is American women are no longer feminine, docile, traditional enough.
And see,
we need to go get a woman from out there.
That's the bitch assness right there.
But that's the narrative. That's what the bros are saying. Too. That American woman ain't it. We have to go out there and get a woman from Peru because they know what to do.
But niggas was already doing that. They just wasn't calling it nothing.
Why mail order brides.
Call it something, man.
Mail order brides.
It already had a fucking name, and niggas wasn't even calling it that.
I'll tell you why.
Because
These soft ass dudes, man, they want to kick and scream now. They we live in a society right now to where you can kick and scream online now. This is them kicking and screaming.
Because,
yeah.
So let me tell you, there was a report that the continent, I'm brain fart. I don't know what Brazil is right now.
Brazil
country
is a country.
Country. Yeah. Thank you. They caught wind of these niggas. And they got these niggas to fuck out of there on some witch hunt shit. Like, it was one nigga who was just going super viral for doing it. And they got him to fuck out of there.
They attacked him aggressively.
Like, you can come here.
Because he probably had, like, two bands when he went down there and just went crazy.
Let me tell you one thing. If it's one thing.
They interviewed him on Fox Soul, bro, and all that shit. Really?
You can't go to a country like Brazil and be on some nigga shit. That's one thing they're not going to deal with. Like, Brazil ain't dealing with that nigga shit over there, bro.
You
like,
come here and you enjoy our whores as part of enjoying our
exactly.
Country. But don't come here to abuse our women. It's different. Enjoy the whores. If whores work here and you're enjoying the country, partake in the whores like the food and the museums and the beaches. Yep. They're part of the experience. But don't come here solely for the intent of abusing women because they won't stand for that. And that makes sense to me.
Of all countries, why would you go there and do that shit? I saw one where the dude was like in Indonesia or some shit, and he had like what looked like a 20-year-old girl. You know what I'm saying?
You see, and like, nigga, you going over there doing?
And then the thing about it that looked crazy is because the nigga looked like he was probably like 28, 29. She looked like she was about 20. However, her mannerisms, she had on the fake lashes, she had on the like the long nails. She was behaving like everything he said he doesn't like for a whip. They don't like American women to do. Like, that's how she was behaving. So I'm like, okay, you went all the way to Indonesia or Thailand, wherever the fuck you at, to get a girl who's pretty much
the same thing,
behaving in a manner of what you're complaining about, American girl. I don't get it. Like,
she's an imitation of what you're complaining about.
The shit floored me. I was like, what the fuck was the point of that, bro? Just say you want to go out the country and fuck whores. Just say that. Don't call it this other bullshit that you guys are
exactly.
calling it.
Exactly. That's all stupid. I'm saying. Why are you trying to make it a movement? Sit your weird ass down and go do what you're doing. This is
let me
not,
tell you, like,
not,
I
said,
like
as
like
niggas
I,
in America, this is not what we need right now, bro. No,
this is not what we need right now. We don't need this.
I just don't need me when I go out the country to meet people to think that I'm a part of whatever the fuck y'all boys got going on. Because
that's what
bro.
It comes down. You can't go peacefully vacation nowhere no
you
more.
You understand?
Now,
because I look like one of you niggas, bro. So now it's like, oh, this nigga come here to fuck horse.
You
no.
Everybody looks like these niggas. You go anywhere right now overseas and you vibing by yourself. Niggas is looking at you like, look at this motherfucker.
Look at this, look at this pervert.
Think he came down here to fuck some
look,
look
at this
your
pervert.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Man, this is my problem.
Papi, mangoes.
you want the boosty? Hey, come on, bro.
No,
where
relax.
Are the ATVs, pal? Come on.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just here to check the beach
I'm
out,
here,
vibe up,
here
man.
For the ATVs, bro.
Where the weed at?
And I'm telling you, bro, these dudes who move like this, they are shockingly a lot closer in closer proximity to you than you think. because like a very, very long time ago, man, I used to work with somebody who was heavy on this shit. And I'm every sure. time he spoke about it, it felt cringy.
I absolutely believe there are plenty of niggas that just go out of the country and do and come back. And you know what I'm saying? And vibe up. But my
they do it. They just go, they don't call
it on forever. Yeah. Why are weird niggas trying to turn it into a movement?
Because that's what weird niggas do, bro.
And it's also internet culture. You know, like just internet is just kind of a place where unfortunately, people are showing everything. Like, they're not leaving anything for the behind the scenes, behind closed doors.
Leave that shit to be an OnlyFans creator. Then,
I know. I'm speaking from a place of I'm speaking from a place of privilege, but I would be fucking embarrassed to admit some shit like that. That's just me. Right. I'd be fucking embarrassed.
To admit that you have to wait all year to get some chicks out of the country.
To admit it.
I'm saving up all year for these chicks, baby.
And not only that, but you ain't have the five B's.
Breakdown.
This nigga snatched the mic off the fucking chick. He really snatched the mic off.
Hey Ben, Chris, y'all remember that? Y'all remember that string of?
Nah, you cut out.
Say it again.
You gotta stay in distance.
I said, you remember that string of like 2 years or plus of just damaging equipment?
Yes, that was the year you broke the laptop. No.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, nah, look, it cracked right here.
I know you said you was going back to the gym, but goddamn, dude.
Nigga, you just got me a brown liquor, man. That's what you guys deserve.
You got to hold your mic.
Let me see. I just want to strain it. I want to leave it where it's comfortable. Hey, sister. Really, really nice to meet you.
Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. If you're watching, if you're listening, make sure you hit us up on YouTube and subscribe. NWO Podcast on
YouTube.
Hey, man.
I've been fucking with the prize picks lately. If you a guru, shoot me your picks, man. Mm-hmm. I let my son pick today. He fucked me over. Turned that nigga into a little gambler. But it's like he has knowledge. He knows.
Ja Morant leading every category.
This nigga, let me show you the fucking picks that fucked me over today. Let's talk about them. This is where we're having a conversation.
Shout out to prize picks too, man, if you're listening. You know what I mean?
I had RJ Barrett for less than 3 3-pointers. Just... He fucking did it. Less than. I had Tyrese Halliburton for more than 9 assists. Young man stunned it. Gave me 11. I had Joel Embiid's bum ass to make more than 3.5 assists.
Oh, boy.
Why? That Salamo bitch gave me 3.
Why did you think he would give you more than 3?
He had more than 5 the past few games. He was
but
cooking.
But that's not even his game.
But you remember the theory that you kind of came up with, or that we all realized about that 0.5. Remember we spoke
it's
about
meant
it
to
when we were
playing
2K. Yeah, it's meant to fuck you over.
You have to go under the 2.5. You have to go under every time on the 5.
Yeah, you gotta
always choose.
I had here fucking Pascal Siakam to make under 18.5 points, rebounds, and assists. This fucking nigga got 19. And then I had Julius Randle, the most consistent bum in the league, to get less than 11 rebounds, and he got 5. Consistent.
And also that you mentioned Julius Randle. Hey, man, my thoughts are with you, Julius, because what I witnessed happened to you the other night.
Oh, man.
At the hands of Norman Powell. My God. My God. My God, I haven't seen a nigga get jammed on like that.
He now goes to the church of Norman Powell.
In a minute, bro.
Do you know, let me tell you, I realized, because I just asked myself, why do I hate Julius Randle so much? You want to know where my hate for Julius Randle stems from?
What?
The year 2020 when my player played on the New York Knicks and he kept fucking me over. I hate that nigga because he was a fuck up in the video game. That ain't anything he did in real life.
That's how I feel about Kyle Lowry.
You know
But you know, Julius Randle's
actually championship on NBA 2K23. No, not 23. I'm bugging. I just said it because that's just out right now. But it was like 2K16 or 17.
You know, Julius Randle's actually.
I never get over it.
Julius Randle's actually nice, though.
He is. But what that nigga nice. Norman Powell did to him the other night, man.
He violated him.
He put his head underwater and gave him a little rice cracker and some grape juice.
No, he straight violated that, man.
What kind of fucking vegan analogy is that? No, the thing, he gave him a rice cake and grape juice? What is that? No one's going to say anything?
I was going to let him rock, bro. I was going to let him cook.
What vegan country ass saying is this?
I was going to let him cook.
You gave him rice cakes?
I was...
No, we're not letting that slide here, pal. We're not letting that slide. With your rice cake threats, not letting that shit go.
I was going to let him cook, bro. That's a let this dog. Oh, my God.
This cognac is slapping.
So in your community, a rice cake is probably like that, like the worst thing ever? Is it the fucking worst thing ever?
Apparently, it's the fucking business.
Oh, man.
How can I lose if I've already chose?
Now I know. Whenever I get offered a rice cake, I'm going to say, fuck you, man.
Hey, Ricky put this in the group. A new bill proposed would let prisoners trade their organs for a reduced sentence.
Dog, that shit is crazy, bro. That is insane. Can you imagine the amount of murderers that are going to be like, yo, nigga, take my liver. Get me out of here. Like, that's insane, bro.
You got to give, like, a piece of your liver. You can't give up the whole thing.
Bro. Man, I don't think these niggas going to care.
This may be a wild take. Maybe not. Y'all think it's okay to treat people like they're not people just because they're criminals? Like, that's not.
I don't think that's okay.
Wild as fuck.
I don't think that's okay at all.
Donate your organs to science. Like, you don't need both your kidneys. You could donate a kidney for, like, 10 bands.
Don't tell me that.
But your life gonna be difficult with one kidney. Ain't no problem.
I got four kidneys brewing right now somewhere.
Chris, is life gonna be more difficult than it is already right now with the kidneys that I got?
Hey man, just thank God you got your health. I don't know what you're going through, but thank God you got your health.
I don't need a scrotum. I'm done with children. If anybody wants a scrotum,
nobody wants your DNA like that.
If anybody needs a scrotum,
it's still gonna be your DNA in there. You think niggas want to be shooting?
This whole still
plus?
Churning.
You think someone else wants to shoot out little plus? It's gonna be somebody else out here making little pluses. You're gonna be fucked up in the game because all of them gonna have your DNA.
I'm putting a description like a car on Facebook. A lot of miles, but still runs pretty good. AC still cool.
Power locks, power windows.
Oh, shit. They call it Mr. Reliable. Oh, man.
But for real, though, this is the year, guys. I'm getting my fucking vasectomy this year.
You've been saying that for a couple years.
No, but this
you're
year,
serious about it.
I got the fucking health insurance. I spoke to my doctor. She asked me if I was sure a million times. I told her, yes, bitch, stop playing. Okay.
So, plus, let me ask you a question. Is that procedure reversible? Because I know for women, I think it is.
Honestly, like I could care less. I could care less. Nothing will make me want this again. I could care less.
I heard it can be like reverse, like snip snap.
If I ever need children again, there are plenty of baby mamas to choose from.
It's not like they're gonna take your balls.
No, they just cut the vas deferens with like a laser, and they sever it, I believe. So come on,
ladies and gentlemen, I've known Plus for a long time, and he told me this a long time ago, bro. he has been like. There's nothing he has been more sure of to do in his life.
I don't want to be all the
and you see,
business.
I let one slip through the cracks.
That's hilarious.
One slip through the cracks. Okay.
But not again.
You ever been to like, you ever been to like a fucking a fast food? No, you ever been to like a fast food place in the mall where it's closing? Like, hey, you the last one. Tell nobody. Nobody get in line behind you. Make sure everybody who come behind you, they know you the last one. If somebody walk behind you, let them know you the last one.
Hey, bro, we ain't taking no more.
Hey, man, close the door behind you, man.
She said, ain't no more.
Somebody go ahead and lock that door for me.
No, because I was on TikTok. You should see the videos of these niggas skipping out after surgery. It's a joke. The surgery is a joke. And meanwhile, like, the surgery for women is fucking, like, major surgery.
Hey, so let me ask you a question, bro. Right. When you do that, pause, I don't want to be all in your business, but definitely asking this for the people.
I understand.
What's going to happen when you nut, man?
So, great question. Great question, right? So, it looks the same. It just don't have the contents. Because the thing is, right, like,
so
when...
what you, is it? Where's it coming from?
Great question. Because when you shoot the shit, right, like, it's sperm cells, but it's also like a mucousy substance as well. Like, it's not just sperm body.
You shoot, boogers?
Think about it.
That's crazy.
If you got boogers in one hand and skeet in the other hand, and you sticky, 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 the consistency is pretty similar. Now, I don't know why you would have boogers and skeet. Well, no. If she's doing a great job, she has boogers and skeet on her face. If she's committed. Watch your cup.
So I looked it up, guys. It says once they are cut, sperm can't get into the semen or out of the body. The testes still make sperm, but the sperm die and are absorbed by the body. A man who has had a vasectomy still makes semen and is able to ejaculate, but the semen doesn't contain sperm.
Ah, so you see the semen.
So where is it coming from?
What do you mean? The sperm is in the semen. And the semen's released, but you take the sperm out of the semen, then it's just goo.
But so where's the goo coming from?
Your body. What do you mean?
It's not baby batter. It's just still bad. It's just batter.
So it's
where? Okay, where is semen made? Is what he's asking. Then, yeah.
Nah, because that's made in the testicles. No,
I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's from the testes.
So, I took health when I was 10 years old. I have no idea.
All right, so you have the sperm.
Right, which is...
one thing.
The shit with the tail.
Yeah. And then you have the shit that the sperm is in.
Right, the semen.
I just read it for you. It's literally in bold. It says, the sperm die and are absorbed by the body.
Yes. So they die and are absorbed by the body because he cut the pathway for them to get out off.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
Correct.
What I'm saying is when you bust, the semen. Shit that comes out has semen. No sperm in it.
Right.
Correct.
But you cut the shit off. So how does it?
No. Shit that you cut is only the delivery system for the sperm, not the semen. The semen is still business as usual. So think about this shit. Well, I don't even know if it's I don't even know because I'm thinking about in my mind like a wishbone highway where sperm and semen hit a corner and they come out together.
And you just got the road work
for the for the sperm side cut off, but for semen, it's business as usual.
And yes,
by the time all of the sperm
is just getting reabsorbed
into
the body
over,
and
they die
and they get lost and they die, bastards.
Damn.
May they burn in hell.
So,
theoretically,
if one make the jump,
it could still fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like a 0.0001% chance that one could come back to life on the other side, nigga. Like,
if that ambitious ass sperm makes it, it deserves to live.
True that.
It is.
You deserve to live.
Yeah, he's a fighter.
It's like a fucking rice strainer. You have rice, you know, full of water and everything. You put
they
that
call
bitch
it
in the strainer.
A milk bag. That's or a nut bag.
It's the Navy. It's the Navy and the sea, but it's just the sea now. No Navy, no soldiers.
That's crazy. That's crazy. It's just a ship.
No soldiers.
Seamen.
Is this a ship? No seamen.
We're here all night, guys.
Reckless dad joke.
Far too bad.
That shit is terrifying, though. Because there is a 0.2 chance that your meat will never work again.
No.
Wait, when you say don't work, explain it to me.
98% chance nothing happens.
Nerve damage.
2% your dick never works again.
So you're just a flaccid Frank all the time?
All the time, nigga.
All the time?
You're Lazy Larry.
Limp Leonard.
Soft Shane. Flaccid Frank.
Weak Willie.
Willie, get it? Oh, boy.
Weak Will.
I know it's sad that we're making fun of erectile dysfunction. However, if you need help with erectile dysfunction, I know a man who is so knowledgeable at Macaroot, he'll let you know exactly what you need. And like to acquire this knowledge, to acquire, to be able to take a dip into the fountain, into the wealth of knowledge that this man has.
Sounds like a great guy.
Man, let me tell you something about this man. You know what? I can let you know where you can find him. Only one place. On this earth. And that ass, and that is at the illustrious Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar pull-up here, 4040 Miramar Parkway.
60-60.
What the fuck? When did you
40-40.
When did you move? When did you move?
You're cut off, brother.
When did you,
brother? You're cut off.
I'm Jay-Z.
You that nigga said 40-40 like he had, like you talking about a Jay-Z
the 40-40 club. I'm sorry, forgive me,
Jay-Z.
I'm
drunk.
No 60s. Thank you for being here. Corrected. For I was cooking. You see, 60-60 Miramar Parkway. Miramar, Florida. Hey. It's still on Miramar Parkway.
Yeah. Okay. I just before you get started, I just want everyone to understand that I'm not responsible for whatever happens to you if you pull up at 4040 Miramar Parkway, because I don't know where that's at. Go ahead.
But come down the block, okay? Come down the street. When you leave 4040, come down the street to 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Pull up on us on the corner of 441 and Miramar Parkway, man. We here. Brand new menu every day. The healthiest, most delicious, most flavorful, most original vegan food down here. I know you've seen the imitations. It's pathetic. I'm disgusted. Pull up here and get it where it's original.
Hey, the other day I had a customer tell me, he said, man, you don't be making reels and stuff. Because... Bro, it's the best food I ever had in my whole life, man.
That's crazy.
Big Sean.
You changed a nigga life, bro.
He was like, bro, nope, a lot of people know about y'all.
You can't believe it.
He's like, bro, I come in here, it's usually pretty quiet, man. Like, I feel like y'all should be, like, packed out the door. Like, the food is so good, bro. I'm like, yeah, appreciate you, my G.
He just don't know, man. Every time I come here, man, it's just always niggas in here. Never the same niggas. You know what? It's just, I don't be trying to blow up your spot. Chris be trying to, like, you know, like, sometimes me and Ben be in here having, like, regular financial nigga problem talks. And then Chris tries to jump in like he knows about struggle. And it's like, it's insulting to me. Because I see how good he's doing in this business. He'd be like, yeah, man. Like, Chris, shut the fuck up. Okay?
I'm sick of you, man. I'm sick of this shit.
I'm sick of you trying to pretend that you know about the struggle like we do. Like, you know, big Tesla Tony over here doesn't understand.
talking down on Jesus Suttlesworth, but you act boozy around us.
Fucking Republican.
Okay, you're over here.
You're a part of the Illuminati. I'm going to prove it one
goddamn
day.
Republican.
I'm going to prove it one day.
If anything ever happened to me.
He was part of Jamaicans for Trump. It was him.
Just know if anything ever happened to me and the podcast blow up, it was these niggas.
It was called Jump. Jamaicans for Trump. Jump.
Hey, that might be my way in next year. Next election cycle, nigga, that might be my way in, man.
Hey, and I swear to you,
I make a whole song. Hey,
some fire dancehall shit, it'll go crazy.
Jamaicans for Trump. Jump.
You ever heard that salsa shit? I will vote for Donald Trump. It go crazy, bro. It goes crazy. It's such a disgusting song.
I got to figure out who I'm going to get on the feature.
You know, he usually selects songs of the week. You usually select song of the weeks. And there was one time where you actually picked that song as song of the week.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
You waited until the very last moment because you knew nobody else had anything. And that was the song that you picked.
That's so dumb.
You wanted to troll us.
That's so dumb.
You talk about somebody not taking this podcast seriously.
Part of the campaign right here.
That's so dumb.
It's you.
It's just, it shouldn't be so good. Like, I was talking about this Perkin Sex song by YNBJ. Like songs that stupid.
Perk 30. I just popped a Perk 30.
Hey, Perk 30.
I just popped a Perk 60.
Songs that dumb shouldn't be that good. Ricky.
Yes,
perk
sir.
Made me do my perky
we
dance.
Just hit an hour by mistake. I just looked up and we were here.
Perky made me do my perky dance.
Does that mean I'm cut off?
No.
Oh.
Actually, I am feeling kind of wind down-y, though. I'm feeling, because another one of these, I won't be able to drive myself home.
Another one of these, man.
One of these bad
boys. Stand up.
What have you been pouring?
I just got this fucking license back. Bro, let me tell you something. I go to get a duplicate for my license because I lost my wallet. They tell me I'm suspended. I go, what the fuck? For what? They say, I don't know. Go ask Florida. So I come down here.
That's rude.
Right. I come down here. I go to Broward because I know that the fucking Dade courthouse is a zoo, right? I go to Broward. She's like, there's nothing here. She's like, did you ever live in Broward? I go, no. She was like, why would you be here? I go, bitch, it's Florida.
Because you lived in Dade. Let me
tell you something.
Nigga.
The fact that that bitch's computer is a county-wide computer is dumb as fuck.
Why? You think she get paid to worry about what's going on in Dade? She don't get paid in Dade.
So I went to Dade. I said, Dade, why am I suspended? They said, as far as we're concerned, you're fine. You still have a gun license here. I said, yes, I do. So what the fuck is the issue? They say, I don't know. I said, can you give me a paper saying that? They say, sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. I have a clean bill of health. Let them know there's nothing wrong with me. They said, I can email it to you. I stood in North Carolina. They was like, all right, fine. We can reinstate your license, $250.
$250? What happened to the $80?
Because I was suspended. I had to get reinstated and a duplicate. It cost me $250.
You've never
been in that situation, huh?
It don't make sense.
I have, but I'm sorry.
It don't make sense.
You reinstate. I know reinstatement is what, $60 here?
Here's what's crazy. They wouldn't let me do it over the computer. I had to say, I made this appointment. In fucking...
But that's the same thing here, though. Like, you got to go to the DMV to get a
fuck you don't. Nah. You can online everything.
To reinstate?
To get a duplicate and pay pay a suspension fee? You can pay that online.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, to get your license reinstated.
If you
gotta
pay the suspension fee, it reinstates your shit.
I was gonna say to y'all that, like, you could even call Tallahassee now because it's an automated system, and you can do that shit over the phone, too.
These motherfuckers will only let you do it in the DMV, but they have DMV appointments 3 months out. I made this appointment 2 weeks before Thanksgiving to be able to see these motherfuckers 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
That's thick. It's a country fucking mess over there. Okay, I swear to God, I told that bitch my last name. She put that a file. Pierre. Like, what the fuck? Where's your computer, bitch? This shit is a terrible.
You went to a Stone Age.
This shit, bro.
Stone Age?
It's just terrible.
That's ridiculous. Hey, man. That's
on behalf of North Carolina, I apologize.
That's unacceptable.
Man.
I understand what you're used to, and we have not met your standard.
I just wanted to take my shirt off and spin around my head like a helicopter. I was pissed.
North Carolina, come on and raise up.
This one's for you.
Who?
This one's for who? Us.
Us.
It's not for you, you selfish bastard.
How dare you?
Who am I? Petey Puff, motherfucker.
What else do I have on my list here?
Why'd you pull your phone out like that, bro?
With the flip?
That sassy ass case.
That's interesting. You know what? Ricky's been cooking lately. If your girl is beefing with her brother, do you intervene?
What's your idea of beef?
Right, because... Okay. Who?
Sound like the runners.
Because I'm trying to think. No, her brother can't yell at her in front of me. That's not going to be okay.
That's what you call beef. So they get into a verbal altercation.
Yeah, I don't think you should be able to get too loud.
What if they talking about family shit?
You still should watch this fucking tone, especially if we in my house. Especially. It should be hush, hush, and a whisper. Because nobody should be yelling here.
Except me. If I'm
no
not
should be
yelling
here.
It should be a but fucking like, conversation going on.
Because the issue is, I know that siblings fight like cats and dogs. They fought like cats and dogs before I was here. So, you understand? But you got to respect me and my old lady. I just don't know where the line is. Because I also want to respect siblings. I have siblings. I know how we fought. I've seen siblings and how they fight. So it's like, if you've been calling your sister a bitch your whole life, right? If you do it today and I get mad, she might get mad at me for being mad. I don't know where the line is, but I just know that I don't love the optics of a nigga yelling at my old lady. I know that.
Yeah.
I'll even...
I always thought that it was like, it's a weird situation because like, I saw it. I was in a store one day, and there was this dude yelling at this girl, and another dude interrupted, and the dude said, "Yo, stay the fuck out of my business, my fucking sister." And the dude's girl was standing next to him, and he wasn't saying anything. So I was like, in my head, I'm like, all right, let me grab my dog. And secondly, what the fuck would I do in that situation? You know what I'm saying? Like, if one of my brothers are screaming down on her like that, like, I'm like, man, I wouldn't take that shit, but it's like at some point it's just like I don't know. It's just to me it's just weird. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. It's weird because me and Ashley fight like cat like cats and dogs. Like you know what I'm saying? So I would be like, nigga, who the fuck are you? This is my sister. Fuck nigga. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. It's weird.
And that's what I was actually gonna bring up because I've witnessed some of those fights, and each and every time, although I love each and every one of y'all. Like, I really, really and truly do. As much as I would want to mediate, I sit and stand the fuck back.
Boy,
okay.
None of my business.
I have my headphones off. I missed it a little bit. You said that. So, from what I'm getting, you and your sisters go at it, yeah?
Yeah, so I was saying that. Did you hear the part where I said I was at the store and I saw... that's what made me ask the question. I literally saw that in person.
Yeah.
So the girl and this girl, I saw this girl and this dude arguing. And me and this other guy were like walking out of the store, but the guy in front of me stopped them, tried to stop them. And the dude like, yo, what the fuck is your problem? Nigga, this is my sister. But the girl's next to the girl was her dude, but he wasn't saying anything. So I was trying to put myself in that situation. Like, damn, what would I do? Then I said, you know, I wouldn't, you know, let her brother, not my brother, talk to me like that. Yeah, talk to
Walmart,
her like that.
Nick, you better lower your motherfucker.
Okay.
Voice.
So
and then I said to myself, if me and Ash are arguing, I don't give a fuck who it is, nigga. That's my sister. I go, who the fuck you?
So then, if Ashley's boyfriend say you need to chill the fuck out, Rick, What's your move?
You need to go find you another girlfriend because this shit is going to be, this is how it's going to be for the rest of your life. I don't know what the fuck you thought this was. But this is what it is, bro. Like,
I ain't gonna
you know
lie.
What I'm saying? And I think, too, I think a lot of that, too, to be honest with you, you got to know your partner. When I say know your partner, you got to know not just her, like, you got to know her family, too, because
family and how her siblings get down.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I get mad at my and her brothers for you know, for that, it's because they're not like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not how they are. But if it's like, okay, this is how they talk to each other, it's like, this is how they talk to each other. You know, he ain't gonna split her. That's just how they speak to each other.
Right.
So I think that plays a big deal into it. Because that's how me and Ashley speak. She, you know, she come to the podcast, you guys hear it all the time. Like, we just talk to each other that way. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
Get in between you and your siblings, like, because I know y'all, you feel me? But yeah. In terms of, like, all right. Like, how I know my wife and my brothers, like, nah, nigga, we not fighting. We not about to fight in Walmart. Nigga. Y'all wait till y'all get home.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So then they get home, they say what they want.
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, bro, when it's not a scene that you cause, like, and it's not in front of mad people, it's a little easier to get over, you know what I'm saying? It's a little easier to maneuver through and deal with emotionally. But when this shit has broken down in front of a lot of people and maybe motherfuckers pulling out their phone, now it's a bigger moment than you really need it. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It get weird after that. Like, next thing you know, you viral and all type of dumbass shit for yelling at your sister, you and your sister having an argument at Walmart. Like, and, nah, man, just vibe up. Wait till you get home. In the privacy of your own home, everything can be dealt with and in a forgiving manner.
And that's why I said what I said, bro, because like I can only imagine like how a significant other or a husband or a wife might feel. I just feel like all across the board, just stand back, sit back. You let them hash it out. Let those siblings hash it out.
Let me ask you a question. Does the dynamic change at all if your girl is dead ass wrong? Like, what if this nigga's justifiably spazzing the fuck out?
Bruh, when we get home, I'ma tell her, yo, I'm
nah,
sorry.
But even if he's just wrong, hey, listen, lower your voice. Wait till we get home.
Chill the fuck out.
Yeah, because, bruh, I'm not about to. Now, you putting me in a position. You putting my back against the wall because motherfuckers is seeing you yell at my wife, nigga. I can't have that. So now I have to say something. You forcing my hand. Don't force my hand right now. Wait till we get home. Now I can, as opposed to being an opponent, I can be referee.
I can be a mediator. Yeah. Right. I can help.
I can't
right.
mediate this in public. I got to fuck you up.
See, the thing, yeah, that's the thing, too. I think that's like a guy code thing. Like, you supposed to kind of know to dog. You supposed to help me make my life easier, bro. Don't make shit hard for me, bro. Like, because now you put him in a situation, the one, now I got to check you, and two, depending on the type of girl you got, she could probably be like, yo, you gonna let that nigga talk to me like that?
Oh my god.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't want that battery in your back. You don't want to be in that situation. So it's just like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you know how your sister is, bro. Let her talk her shit. When we get to the crib, y'all handle it.
Tell her, hey man, you was wrong.
Yeah, like, I feel like if the brother really fuck with me, like, you're not finna violate me like that. You're not finna put me in that position to have to fuck you up.
I mean, you never know, bro. Like,
nah, man. You know, if you fuck with me, you're not gonna put me in the position to have to fuck you. Because we can't be friends no more after that.
What if we talking about some life or death, life insurance, parent shit? Like, it get nasty. It get loud.
Wait till we get home. Or why the fuck did you come to Walmart, you stupid ass nigga? You should have stayed home. The fuck?
Why you at Walmart with this shit?
Yeah, like, if you can't spend no time around her, y'all can't just be together and chill. Stay your dumb ass home.
Yeah, if you can't be civilized, just stay home, bro.
The fuck is I'm taking you to Walmart for?
You know what? This was good. It worked for me. Richard, it's not like you're in the toilet. Sir? What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, it is fucking weird potting and not being with you niggas. This shit is fucking weird. I'm not doing this again.
Get used to it.
Get used to it, bitch. Okay? That's part of my new fucking contract. You are stay 10,000 feet away from me, you monkey.
Your new
bitch.
Seat.
Okay? 10,000 feet from me. Okay? You monkey, bitch. No, so. Next weekend, though. Okay? You'll be here. I'm going to try it from the crib. And we'll see what the fuck it feel like, man.
Let's do it.
Sorry, I forgot. Chris, yeah. Song of the week. I'm sorry, final thoughts.
Although I pause a lot of things, I'm really getting used to this slang term jacking.
Wait, what?
That's New York.
Yeah.
They're not jacking that.
Yeah.
They don't like it.
My look, I went to Atlanta. I spent some time with my cousin. He be in New York a lot. He in the streets. That nigga put me on. He was like, yeah, he ain't jacking that. I was like,
New York slang real gay. I don't like that.
I was like, word. Yeah. Pause.
And it's like, nah, it they was pause. Using it when I was out there. We talking about 2018 yeah. shit. I ain't jacking that. Yeah. Niggas getting me mad tight, son. That sound really gay to me. How am I getting you tights? like what about you was loose? Like, the whole thing, I don't like it.
Yeah. But I'm there now. Yeah. I ain't jacking that.
So you're jacking New York slang, are you?
Yeah.
You jacking it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, how do you feel about the glizzy epidemic?
You know what? It's weird because, like, I was down here when, not down here, but I was in North Carolina when the Izzy epidemic had started. So where everything was like, as opposed to whatever it was called, like, all right. We was calling blunts blizzies. Like, yo, I'm finna go light the blizzy. So it didn't seem like nothing when a nigga said he got the glizzy on him because Glock, glizzy, blunt, blizzy. That's where we was at with it. And then when niggas started referring to the hot dog as a glizzy, I was like, hold on, bro.
You got to send Benny the song of the week.
Oh. I can't because it's on the.
You know what? I appreciate that. Why hide it?
just
say it. Just fucking say it.
Because for me, I want to make the song of the week Perk and Sex. You know me? Perk 30. I just bought the Perk 30. Yeah. So if you run out of, if you have no options, it's Perk and Sex.
Yeah, because I can't send it to you now. My phone's.
Chris, did I give you your final thoughts already?
Yeah, that was my final thoughts just now, man.
Benny, did I already ask you?
Yes, you did.
Marvelous, marvelous. And I asked Richard first.
So what are your final thoughts, sir?
My final thoughts are this. My final thoughts. If you're single because you want to find a woman that's not annoying, you may be gay. It made sense in my head when I thought about it. Benefit, what song of the week?
In perfect sense in real life.
This week's song of the week. Let the hands of Y&J. Perk and Sex.
How you show up to the party and forget the perks? You wanna ride out? Playground, we can slide out. You know how you just from the back and make you wild out. That perk started kicking his ass for like 2 minutes. In a club with the cannon on me, I be wilding out. I just pulled up with the tech like I be filing out. Yo, bitch, wanna do me
filing out. This stuff's a bitch on the road, I left the bag in. Pop said he wants some young cat, I let my daddy. What? What the hell is this, bro?
Wait for the good part.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, not waiting for. That's not even taking headphones off yet. Like, ain't no sample on this bitch, bro. Orange chicken, I got samples in this bitch, bro. Bitch want a BBL, let me see, I put a sample on this bitch first. I got five the first day that I miss work. I sell rap, but I swear to God I miss work. Like I missed the first. I want my money on the second if I miss the first. It took two shots to make it like I missed the first. How the fuck did you pull up to the motherfucking party? And forget the perks!
Perk 10, I just call it Perk 30, yeah.
Perk 60, I just popped two Perk 30s. Perky dance, make me do my perky dance. Perky dance, make me.
me do my perky dance. Perky dance, make me do my perky dance.
It's crazy.
This is crazy, bro.
I just popped another perky. I fell in love with the perky.
It's giving very much fucking favor.
I need perks. I need perks. This is so dangerous because it makes perks sound so cool. Like, if I didn't know what they were, I'd run out and get some right now, bro.
Now, I want to be very clear right here is where he's saying perk and sex, not Percocet. He's saying, I love perk and sex. I love perk and sex. I love perk and see what he's saying here. It sounds like a good time, but it's
this
not.
Is a crazy freestyle. He was just having a great time.
Don't do perks, guys. Without I don't care how cool doctor. This song is. Don't perk do 30, perks.
Yeah, you got a perk 30, yeah.
How you pull up the
yeah,
party
like
and forget the
song?
How you do that?
That nigga said that shit like, how'd you forget the perks?
How'd you forget the dip?
There's no drink here. How'd you forget the juice? This
nigga said the perks. No, no, Meeker's talking about it just now. Legitimately, how you pull up to the party?
How you pull up to the party and forget the perks?
Where are the perks? Where are they? You know you got perks. How you pull up to the party and forget them? Ben wants perks. Ben loves perks.
Perk 30.
That's the part of Perk 30.
Yeah.
We need to know.
But go ahead and even though you're not fucking here, nigga, go ahead and
ladies
do
and gentlemen,
do,
this
man.
Was the NWO podcast.
See what he did? See what he did? Go ahead and do your thing, Ricky. Send us on.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace. Fuck you, Chris. Asshole. You're an asshole, nigga.
I thought it was going to be worse than what it was.
Nah, I thought it was going to be way worse than what it was. That was a good time. That was a good time right there.
All right, so
that nigga on the phone or something.
I think we found a solution.
As long as the sound sounds decent, as long as the sound sounds kind of decent, audio sounds decent. Woo!
All right, Rick, we finna call you.
I've been drinking wine lately.
All right, bro.
All right.
Dirty,
I just brought it 30.